This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hello, listeners. Rodney Brown speaking. Good to be with you today and to bring something from the Holy Bible. I've got two readings, a reading from the Old Testament and one from the New Testament. First of all, the book of Exodus, chapter 14, Exodus 14 and verse 5. It says, it was told the king of Egypt that the people had fled, and the heart of Pharaoh and his servants was turned against the people, and they said, why have we done this, that we have let Israel go from serving us? So he made ready his chariot and took his people with him. Also he took 600 choice chariots and all the chariots of Egypt with captains over every one of them. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued the children of Israel, and the children of Israel went out with boldness. So the Egyptians pursued them, all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh, his horsemen and his army, and overtook them, camping by the sea, Pi-Hahiroth, before Baal Zephon. And when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. So they were very afraid, and the children of Israel cried out to the Lord. Verse 13, and Moses said to the people, do not be afraid, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. And then also verse 16, but lift up your rod and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. Verse 21, then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea into dry land, and the waters were divided. So the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea on the dry ground, and the waters were a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. And the Egyptians pursued them and went after them into the midst of the sea, all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. And then also a New Testament verse in Hebrews chapter 9. Hebrews chapter 9 and verse, sorry, Hebrews 11 verse 29. By faith they, that is the Israelites, passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, whereas the Egyptians attempting to do so were drowned. We continue in the little series of meditations on this Hebrew chapter 11, where we have many incidents of people of faith in the Old Testament. And today it's the faith of the Israelites led by Moses. And here is a great example of the power of God seen in redemption. If we look back to the Passover in Exodus chapter 12, there we see the power of the redemption by the blood of the Lamb. And here we see redemption at the Red Sea by God's mighty power. These Israelites who had been captured had been enslaved by Pharaoh in Egypt. Pharaoh did not want to lose the Israelites, so after they left at the time of the Passover, he changed his mind. His heart was hardened and he pursued them. And the Israelites were very fearful when they realized that the Egyptian army was after them. But they were told to not be afraid, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. The work that the Lord was going to do was a mighty work, and they needed to believe what the Lord was going to do. It was not what they could do for themselves. They couldn't do anything to save themselves at this point from the armies of the Egyptians. So there was not what they could do, but it was what God could do that would save them. And Hebrews 11 and 29 says that by faith they passed through the Red Sea. When we think about this mighty power of God seen in what he did, this great miracle in the making of the two walls of the sea, the Red Sea, and the people passing through on dry land, this reminds me of what we find in Ephesians 1, 19 and 20. It speaks about the working of God's mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places. The devil was totally helpless to prevent the resurrection of Christ. We read in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3 to 5, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen. And just as Pharaoh in Egypt did all that he could to keep the Israelites there, so the devil wants to keep us in the bondage of sin. But the power of the devil cannot be compared with the mighty power of God. The salvation of the Lord is available to us in the person of Christ. And as the Israelites had to trust God for the powerful miracle that they needed, so we can trust him for the even greater spiritual miracle that we need. And indeed, we all need the spiritual miracle from God. Here were these people in the slavery of Egypt. They could not set themselves free. They needed a stronger power than themselves to be set free, and that power was the power of God. Like them, we cannot set ourselves free by the bondage of sin that has chained us. We may try to break free. People try to break free by turning over a new leaf, as it were, maybe New Year resolutions, trying to be better and trying to be religious and these kind of things. But we cannot set ourselves free by these things. It was Jesus Christ himself who promised to set people free. And he said, if the Son shall set you free, you shall be free indeed. And what a thing it was for the Son who sets free himself to be led to the place called Calvary. We read how that they bound Jesus, they bound him, and they led him away to crucify him. And there he, who was the almighty Son of God, he humbled himself and allowed them to take him and lead him to the cross, so that he, although himself there being a prisoner, he could set other prisoners free. Indeed, this was one of the reasons why he came into the world, that the captives might be set free. He became a captive that the captives may be set free. But he was the victor there at the cross of Calvary. He was not the defeated one. No, it was the opposite. He was the triumphant one. And so all is available in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ to set us free. And here we read that faith was necessary for the Israelites to pass through the Red Sea. It says, by faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land. And so our salvation is not in ourselves and what we can do. It's not of works of righteousness which we have done. The Bible tells us that salvation is not by works, so that no one can boast, but it's by faith, as Paul writes to the Ephesians in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, that it's by grace that we are saved through faith, and that not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. It's not by works, so that no one can boast. And here we read in this verse, by faith they passed through the Red Sea. They had faith in God. And our faith needs to be in the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Egyptians trying to do the same thing, they were drowned in the sea. They didn't believe in God. They had no faith in him, and so they were drowned. They perished in the water. But all whose faith, all whose trust is in the person of Christ can know of assurance of the salvation that is provided in him. He can set us free from the bondage of sin. He can set us free from the bondage of what our sin ultimately will bring to us. If the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Maybe someone listening today and you realize the bondage of sin. Maybe you've tried to set yourself free by various ways, but all it has not worked for you. Let me tell you of the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, who has done all that was required of him by God his Father, and has dealt with sin on the cross of Calvary. He was buried, he rose again, and has ascended to God's right hand in heaven, and he can set us free. He has set many people free in the past, and perhaps we can think of people in our own life's experience that have experienced the setting free of the power of God in the person of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and what he has done for others, he can do for you. He can do for me. But here's the key that we find in Hebrews 11 and verse 29, as we find in many chapters of Scripture. It is indeed by faith. Thank you for listening to the message today. If you would like to contact me, you can do it on my email address. That is rodwbrown@gmail.com.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.